God is still on the throne, and prayer changes things.
Do you have 20/20 vision? This is Pastor Larry. In December of 2019, someone said to me, 2020 is going to be a year of vision, since 2020 indicates good vision, and maybe 2020 was going to be a good year. However, 2020 has been kind of an apocalyptic year. Wildfires, earthquakes, floods, and a vast locust plague covering over half of Africa and moving into the Middle East. 2 Timothy 3 verse 1 speaks about perilous times, a good name for 2020. Panic over a shortage of necessities has caused many essentials to be completely bought out at stores across the nation. Shelves are bare of basics, beans, bread, and toilet paper. I'm still having trouble finding hand sanitizer, but I understand that will change shortly. This is a time for us to stand strong. That does not mean that we pretend to have all the answers, because no one does. However, it would be the worst kind of witness that Christians would panic right alongside everyone else. Our evident hope and joy, even in the midst of trial, will bear more powerful testimony than great speeches and lectures about peace and faith. The world needs to see that our faith is not shaken. If we give in to fear or join the mobs fighting over supplies, we discredit every instance when we have stated that we believe our God is a provider and has all authority. Don't be natural. Be supernatural. So good to be with all of our listeners, and we've got kind of a little bit of a different program for you today. You know, we really have a great website. I think it's great. We've got some good people working on it. It's a good tool. You can get all kinds of things on the website. A lot of times we mention it and we just pass over it and we don't say much more about it. But today, David Benoit, who's an old friend of this ministry for many, many years, and I are going to talk about the website, some of the things that you can get, swrc.com, and you will be amazed. I believe it's a treasure trove that can help people, especially during this time of lockdown. I don't know how much longer that will last, but it's always good to know about this resource that we provide you with. David, thank you so much for being with us.
Well, thank you, Larry. Well, as part of my job as outreach director for Southwest Radio Church, to let people know of certain things that we have as tools that we can use. And I believe that the website is a tool that's just sitting there that a lot of people are not using. It kind of reminds me of a story about a man who used to walk his dog on his ranch out in California every day. And then one day he was walking his dog, and all of a sudden the dog started barking and it started digging near a tree. Well, when the rancher went out there and looked, he found a can that was filled with gold coins. And it was a treasure just laying there that he had no idea was there. And I think that's the same way with our website, Larry. There is so much on that website at swrc.com that is so encouraging to Christians and is such a great resource that I, as I went through it, I said, I need to talk to Larry. We need to talk to the people at Southwest Radio Church to see if they're utilizing that. Because you have a bookstore. Now, Larry, on that bookstore, you have a lot of books in that bookstore, and let's talk about a few of those things. Just kind of go through them a little bit. So I'd like to whet the appetite of our listeners to say, ooh, SWRC. Let me get on the website and see what it is. So let's talk about the Messianic Jews. Why should I care? That's one of the things that you have on the website.
Right. Yes, it is a DVD, actually 57 minutes, and this is in celebration of Israel's 72nd anniversary. It's a documentary of what God is doing among and through the Messianic believers in Israel. You know, Israel is a tiny nation, but it's very, very important in the plan of God, and there are people right now who are turning to Jesus Christ in Israel. So, you know, we wanted to let people know what God is doing in Israel, how Jesus is manifesting himself by the Holy Spirit. And as I look at Romans 11, a couple other passages, I see that there's coming a time when there's going to be a quickening and even a revival in Israel. I think that's why, Messianic Jews, Why Should I Care? I think it's really a good documentary, and there's lots of footage. It's a documentary of what God is doing among and through the Messianic believers in Israel.
You know, another thing I was looking at when I was going through the website the other day was there is a book that you have, it's called Masquerade, Prepare for the Greatest Con Job in History. And not only do you have that book there, but you also have the interviews. See, that was another thing I didn't know, is that you could actually go on the website and you could actually click on that link and you could listen to the author, you and the author, explaining the book and him giving all the statistics and all the things from his vast knowledge of that book. And I think that's an awesome thing. Tell us a little bit about The Masquerade.
Right. And I did first want to capitalize on the fact that these are programs that are archived. So if one of our listeners or hundreds of our listeners miss the radio broadcast and they work late at night or they get home at 3 o'clock in the morning and before they have breakfast or whatever, they want to hear what they missed on the radio, you can get it right on the website. Well, Masquerade, subtitle, Prepare for the Greatest Con Job in History. It's a book of 394 pages by Pastor Carl Gallups. He is one of our featured speakers in our conference in Columbus, Ohio, September the 24th through the 26th. And in Masquerade, you'll find all kinds of things. It's kind of like it talks about the theater of your mind. You can walk with Jesus and his disciples along the shores of Galilee. During a time in the ministry of Jesus, you can sit spellbound in a synagogue service, witness Jesus' glorious presence there. You can discover the long-veiled truth of how the Matthew chapter 13 kingdom parables are specifically connected to our day. So Carl has done a fantastic job, and there's a foreword by Pat Boone. And I know just before I did the interview with Pastor Carl Gallups, I read the foreword, and it's really tremendous. I think it really shows how someone like Pat Boone knows what's happening in our culture and in our country. And he read this book, and he says, wow, I can really see this in the Bible. I can see it in the United States of 2020. So it's really a great book, Masquerade, Prepare for the Greatest Con Job in History.
You know, Larry, again, as I'm looking through the website, and I would encourage you right now, or as this program is going through, I want you to go to swrc.com. That's southwestradiochurch.com. Now, you can go to Google or any search engine and just put Southwest Radio Church, and that website will come up. But you will not believe the things that are on there. Again, just like we were talking about DVDs, Messianic Jews, and just like the book, Masquerade, not only that, but also the interviews. Folks, I was amazed when I started looking. It had April and March. It had December, January, all the way down. You could just click on that and all the different interviews. That takes a lot of work on Marvin's part and others to put that on the website, and it's something that is a resource you can use. And if you want to get somebody hooked on it, there are people just sitting around looking for things to do at this time. Say, hey, listen, have you ever heard of Southwest Radio Church? Well, not really. Listen, go to swrc.com and you can listen to all these interviews. There are unbelievable interviews about prophecy and is this stuff about the Lord coming back again and stuff. And I guarantee you, you will get people who will get involved by going to that website. And by the way, if you'd like to get materials, you can order it right off the website. Not only that, you can listen for free on that. Not only that, but you can leave your email address, and one of the things I've been talking with Larry about is maybe somewhere down the line that we could have maybe once a week or maybe once a month have a town hall where through Zoom where we could actually have an author on, just like this author, and you can ask them questions, and so you can be a part of the town hall if you want to be a part of the town hall. So we've got some great things happening at Southwest Radio Church. Now, Larry, not only do you have books, not only do you have videos, not only do you have recordings, but you also have articles. You have the Bible in the News. And tell us a little bit about the Bible in the News.
Well, we do what we call newsy items. You know, I do the research for our daily program and try to keep up with what's happening on the news. So many things are happening on the news. And we have those articles condensed where people can go, and they're a little bit different than what you'd find in Fox News, because we are a Christian ministry and we are very interested in prophecy. So we, of course, we give the news, the dates, what's happening, who are the people involved, but we also show the prophetic and biblical implications. And that's so important for me because, you know, there's a lot of good newsy programs out there. Hannity's great, Rush, I pray for Rush, I know he's very ill and so on and so forth. But people need to look beyond the headlines. They need to look really in depth and see how all of this fits into the whole plan of God. There's a lot of stuff that's breaking right now on the pandemic, the coronavirus. We've got some material coming out on that. So, and you know, David, you mentioned the guest and the archives. I think that's one of the greatest things we've done, because the guests that we get are first rate. The interviews that we do are first rate. And I've often wondered, well, we've got the interview, we're going to record it, and then it's lost. Well, no, it's not. All the stuff that we've done in our research and all the probing, all the discussion with the author, wow, it's still right there. It's fantastic. I'm really excited, as you can tell, about our website.
Well, you know, another thing, too, not only can you listen to the broadcasts that are archived, you can also watch videos on there. I mean, you've got From the Front Lines, your Tuesday devotions. You can watch that every Tuesday morning. I've spoken to your staff a number of times, and it's great to have devotions, and people can listen to that. Bob Glaze has a study on the rapture and the superiority of Christ, and Bob Glaze studies from Acts. And so you can actually go to the website, hear things, watch things, buy things. I mean, that's what I've been trying to tell the people. This is an incredible website. If you just thought you'd go to SWRC.com and just see something, blah, blah, blah. No, it's a total resource. And the last thing I want to bring up, Larry, is you have on that the broadcasts, where you can see the broadcasts, and that is like the radio stations. Maybe you have somebody in Alabama. Well, if you go to Alabama, you can go to Huntsville, Alabama at 6:30 in the morning and 2 o'clock in the afternoon on AM 1140. So all they got to do is tune in there. Maybe you have a family member that lives in Alabama. You can go through this radio log like I'm doing right now and find every station that you're on all across, and you even have the Philippines. So 50 different stations that people that are looking for some kind of hope, and you're trying to give them something to listen to, this would be an excellent resource for them as well.
Right. I agree. And you mentioned From the Front Lines. I do that every Friday afternoon, where sometimes I get a little hard, a little harsh, and some people get angry. But some people who I think are on the right side of the fence, they get happy, because I believe in godliness. I believe we've got a great president. We need to support him. I believe there's another party, maybe I won't mention the name now, that's trying to destroy this country. Well, From the Front Lines is really something that equips people for the battle that we are in. So it's a little bit different than our regular radio programs, just me. You can see my face. I don't know if that's good or bad. But anyhow, I deal with news items, sometimes very controversial issues. And I've gotten some, I would think that most of the responses are positive. Some of the ones are really hateful. And that, you know what that says to me, David? That says I'm doing the right thing. Because,
well, if everybody likes you, the Bible says one to the person that everybody says good about.
Right, so that's a compliment. I really get some stingers, but that's okay, because, listen, we all need to be confronted with the truth. And I'm doing the best I can to be faithful to God, to be faithful to the Word of God, and to tell people what I find. So if you disagree with me, hey, that's fine. No problem. I can still be your friend. Pray for me. I'll pray for you. So that's From the Front Lines.
Well, let me just say this one more time, Larry. I'd like to encourage our listeners right now to go to SWRC.com. It is a treasure. I hope that by this afternoon, thousands of you have gone to that and looked at it, and all of a sudden you're going to just slap yourself on the top of your head and go, wow, I could have had a V8. I mean, no, I could have been doing all this all the time. I mean, you've got everything listed and logged in different topics and stuff like that. If you like prophecy, if you like health, if you like family, all those things are all on that website. So, folks, why don't you right now go to your website, swrc.com, and check us out and see all the great things that are available as resources, because I know Marvin and the staff at Southwest Radio Church have put in incredible amount of hours to make this available to you. It's just a tragedy to have such a great resource, and it's just sitting there. It's a treasure just waiting for someone to dig it up.
Right. You're right. And there's a couple of things that's right on my mind now, the Samson Paradox. Friends, Brother Michael Samuel Smith is the latest rising star in the prophetic world. God has gifted Brother Smith with the ability to see beyond the surface of some of the best love stories of the Bible. You'll want the Samson Paradox. Here's another one. Are We Building the Kingdom of God? Volume 3, 120 minutes. A tremendous study with Mac Dominic. And one that I really love, Rabbi Kurt Schneider, The Mystery of Dreams. And you know, there's a lot of things written about dreams that I'm kind of nervous about. I don't think they're, all that sound, but Rabbi Schneider has done a tremendous job, and we have that available to you, The Mystery of Dreams. So Jesus, you know, spoke to many people, and we see that many people in the Old Testament and the New Testament, they had those dreams God spoke. I believe that the Bible is the completed and finished Word of God. We can't add anything. We shouldn't add anything. But I believe that God is still leading, still warning, and still directing His people.
And one more thing, Larry, you can also contact or leave a message for someone on the website. So if you want to just go on the website and leave your email address, say, I want to be a part of any kind of activities that you're doing on Zoom or any kind of activities that you're doing on the Internet, I'd like to be a part of that. You can do that today as well. So why don't you go to swrc.com, that's Southwest Radio Church, and look at the treasure that you've been missing.
David, thank you so much for being with us. It's always a blessing. Matthew, please come to the mic and tell our listeners what we have for them.
Thank you, Pastor Larry. Our website was recently updated. If you haven't visited us lately online, you really should check it out. Our website address is swrc.com. First of all, if you've missed a daily program, or if you just want to hear it again, click on the Broadcast tab and then click on Listen. All of our broadcasts are archived and easy to find. Next to the Listen tab is the Watch tab. Lots of great videos to watch. Pastor Larry's From the Front Lines series is there, as well as the Weekend Chat videos. And we have the Tuesday Devotion videos where we study God's Word. We also have great articles from the Bible in the news, as well as the Prophetic Observer. We also have articles about family and lots of essays designed to encourage you. That's all happening at swrc.com. If you would like to place an order, or if you have a prayer request or a Bible question, just call us at 1-800-652-1144. If you would like to write to us for any reason, send that letter to Post Office Box 76834, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma 73147. Again, please visit us online at swrc.com. Here again is Pastor Larry.
Dozens of court cases have erupted in recent weeks, mostly from faith-based groups challenging state and local government restrictions in response to the coronavirus. Now, Franklin Graham, CEO of the worldwide Christian ministry Samaritan's Purse, which has provided a mobile hospital to treat patients in New York City, warns that the restrictions on constitutional rights might not be temporary.
Here we go again, Graham wrote on Facebook. Another headline by CNN to try to put fear in the minds of readers. What happens if a coronavirus vaccine is never developed? The what-ifs could be endless. What if the sky fell tomorrow? There are a lot of hypotheticals being thrown out there that are intended to scare people, Graham said.
It's becoming more obvious to people that the response of some in the government is not just about protecting lives, but it's about control. Never before in our history are those who are well been quarantined rather than those who are sick. I don't want to minimize the fact that the coronavirus is dangerous. We need to take precautions, and we need to exercise personal responsibility, Graham continued. But we also need to be cautious before we say yes to every ban proposed and agree to anything that we think might help protect us from the virus, to make sure that we're not letting go of some of our constitutional rights. Our response to the coronavirus pandemic could greatly affect our future and our freedoms, Graham said.
The CNN article that caught his attention was headlined, "What happens if a coronavirus vaccine is never developed? It has happened before." The article speculates about another worst-case possibility, that no vaccine is ever developed. The article states, instead of wiping out COVID-19, societies may instead learn to live with it. Cities would slowly open, and some freedoms would be returned, but on a short leash, if experts' recommendations are followed. The article quotes David Nabarro of Imperial College London and the World Health Organization, saying the coronavirus should be viewed as a constant threat.
Well, I can understand, Marvin, why Mr. Graham was upset by that, because this is what we've been saying all the time. It's fear, fear, fear. Now we're being told that it could be a constant threat. These people don't want us to get better. These people want us all to die, and if we don't die, they want this country to collapse. That's what it's all about. Franklin Graham is right. It's all about control.
They could hold this virus over our heads for the next 20 years.
Right. That's what they want to do. Oh, this is a wicked group. From the front lines, I'm going to be speaking about the imprecatory Psalms, the Psalms of cursing. Friends, you need to listen to that. Now, I don't know exactly when it's going to be aired, but you know, there are several Psalms that speak about God's anger against the wicked. David is not the one who's angry. He's not the one who's going to kill people. He's praying that God would stop the wickedness in the world, because the wickedness in the world are hurting people. And that's what we see today. Wicked people in the government, mainly Democrats, are wicked and trying to sink this country. They're trying to hurt people. That's their goal. And the sooner we realize that's where they're going, and I know it seems extreme, but just look at it, the sooner we realize that, the better off we will be. Friends, we have a unique opportunity for you to be involved in evangelism and missions. We believe that Scripture teaches that our Lord is coming back soon after the gospel is proclaimed to every nation, tribe, and people group. Multiply thousands have been brought to Christ through viewing the Jesus film. The film has been translated into 1,700 languages and is available to be sent all over the world so that those unacquainted with the good news of Christ will be able to hear it and view it in their own language. We are offering a backpack that contains the entire system with all of the accessories necessary to show the film. Many of the areas that are now opening up have no electricity. Electricity is provided by a solar panel contained in the backpack. This is one of the most amazing evangelism tools for getting the gospel into virtually inaccessible areas. Please go to our website to find out more about Operation Unreachable Now. Motorcycles are already available to transport these backpacks into the hardest-to-reach areas. Each backpack will be the responsibility of an American missionary who will show the film. Your gift can help get the Jesus film into the hands of those who will bring it to hungry souls. Glory, hallelujah, what a great, great time that will be. So please check our website for more information, swrc.com. God can speak to our hearts through the Bible. Loved by God's people down through the centuries, the Bible claims the inspiration of God as its source. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable. We have no idea how many lives the Bible has impacted for good.
American presidents have taken the oath of office with their hand on a Bible. Both President Trump and former President Barack Obama used one of Abraham Lincoln's Bibles during their inaugurations. Now, according to the New York Times, another Bible belonging to Lincoln, has been unveiled to the public for the first time in 150 years. The Bible, one of six owned by Abraham Lincoln, has been kept hidden from the public since the president acquired it in 1864, 1 year before his assassination.
President Lincoln received the Bible as a gift during a fundraiser in Philadelphia by the hospital that treated soldiers who were wounded during the Civil War. After the president's assassination, his widow, Mary Todd Lincoln, gave the Bible to a Reverend Noyes Minor, a family friend, a Baptist minister, and neighbor. The Bible stayed with the Minor family until recently when they decided to donate it to the Abraham Lincoln Presidential Library Museum.
There have been claims that Lincoln, at some point in his life, had been an atheist. Even after he became president, according to Marvin Olasky, Lincoln's God in 1861 and 1862 was the Union, not the God of the Bible. But in 1862, Lincoln's life took a dramatic turn. The war was not going well for the Union. Lincoln was being criticized in both the Union and Confederate press. Personal tragedy struck as well when his beloved son Willie died suddenly. Mr. Lincoln was devastated, and then there was a second Union defeat at the Second Battle of Manassas. Lincoln accepted Christ and wrote, in a letter to a friend, quote, "My own wisdom seemed insufficient. I was driven many times upon my knees by the overwhelming conviction that I have nowhere else to go," close quotes.
Thank you, Pastor Larry. Our website was recently updated. If you haven't visited us lately online, you really should check it out. Our website address is swrc.com. First of all, if you've missed a daily program, or if you just want to hear it again, click on the Broadcast tab and then click on Listen. All of our broadcasts are archived and easy to find. Next to the Listen tab is the Watch tab. Lots of great videos to watch. Pastor Larry's From the Front Lines series is there, as well as the Weekend Chat videos. And we have the Tuesday Devotion videos where we study God's Word. We also have great articles from the Bible in the news, as well as the Prophetic Observer. We also have articles about family and lots of essays designed to encourage you. That's all happening at swrc.com. If you would like to place an order, or if you have a prayer request or a Bible question, just call us at 1-800-652-1144. If you would like to write to us for any reason, send that letter to Post Office Box 76834, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma 73147. Again, please visit us online at swrc.com. Thank you for being with us today. Be sure to tune in Monday when we begin a new series here on the Watchmen on the Wall program from Southwest Radio Ministries.